Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We've got a lot of stuff there. We'll help you with your small business, whether you like to read, you like to watch, you like to listen, however you like to get your information, however you like to be entertained. That's the way we have it there. Multimedia all over the place and miles of it. If you use our website to your advantage, it's all free. And if you break it, we'll fix it and give it back to you. So don't worry about that. Check out our check out the newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. It's free every Sunday afternoon. You'll get it, get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget the new poll question we put up on the website every week. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Ababa. Joel is the franchise king, the author of Become a Franchise Owner, available wherever books are sold. This is an outstanding book, an outstanding guide to starting up, especially if you're just getting off the ground with your franchise. Joel, thanks again for the book. Congratulations on a job well done. TheFranchiseKing.com, right?
Yes, the shiny new website. All right,
the new one. We like that.
Yeah.
So we're talking about franchises, of course. Joel, in the previous segment, we talked about the nuts and bolts of expanding a franchise to the next level. Let's talk about the organization now, because, folks, even though we're talking about franchises, the things we're going to talk about now are not just for franchises. And what I mean by that, Joel, and this is the question I ask everybody who ever asks me, should I grow? How do I grow? How do I expand to another installation, another operation, a branch, or whatever? One of the main questions I ask them is your organization ready to handle that? What do you think?
Absolutely correct. You know, if back to franchising for a second, if I'm a franchisee and I have my eyes on a second location, and literally have my eyes on a second location, there's some real estate that I want to lease in the area, I'd like to have a right-hand man or a right-hand woman next to me who mm-hmm. has maybe managed my original location to maybe help transition another employee or two over there to get the thing up and running. So I think it's important to have someone at your side that you trust that can either take things over for your original location for a while or help transition to the second location once it opens to get it up and running.
The reason this is so important, folks, is because essentially, whether you're opening another branch of your own business, non-franchise business, or it's another franchise branch, there are management plateaus that you get to where that size is a convenient size for a certain level of extra management. Two units is not part one of those. You haven't gotten to that plateau yet. So what that means is that you're going to stretch your management, your organization. You're going to be stretching it and making it stretch and flex and deal with these changes. And if you've got an organization that's not very elastic, if you got folks that don't move around very well and don't like change, your organization may not be able to handle this next one. And there's a good chance, Joel, the idea behind having a second operation is so that you can do two things with some of the same crew, right? And not have duplicates everywhere. And so that's the reason why you've got to really understand, is my current management or my current organization, will it handle this expansion? You got to ask those hard questions, don't you?
That's right. And if it's not, then you're going to have to ask yourself, should I do this, and or can I find some people
right.
That will just launch this thing that are totally different than the other ones? And that's pretty tough.
But but let's say you can find them, then you got to
yeah.
go stick that expense into your financial
right.
model.
Right, right.
So here you are. You've been doing the numbers. You've been noodling around on the numbers. You said, hey, we can do this. We had this business and blah, 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 blah. You know, look, this is what we can do. Look how this multiplier effect works. But if you haven't taken into consideration that you might have to put another $75,000 a year person on board.
Right.
than R2 or whatever.
Yeah.
Then that could throw your modeling all out of kilter.
Oh yeah, the numbers can change drastically, and you might stop yourself from getting that second unit.
And this is where you have to say, and this is what the people who run real estate operations, especially multifamily housing, things like that, they realize that 500 apartments, for example, is not a plateau. 1,500 is a plateau, meaning you can justify an extra layer of management at 1,500 units, but below that, everybody's stretched real thin. And same, I would think it'd be the same thing with a franchise operation.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. And sometimes it may not be the right time to open that second location. Sometimes as excited as you are, and even though there's a fantastic space open, a commercial space open, you might have to say, you know what, it's too darn risky right now. I need to train another manager so I can move when I want to.
That's exactly right. By the way, I don't remember the title, but a while back I wrote an article on growth, on how to decide when to grow. Just go to my website and noodle around on that. And Joel, I'm sure your website's got all kinds of information. The Franchise King on how to decide when to grow. The book is called Become a Franchise Owner by the Franchise King, Joel Labava. Hey, Joel, good job today. Thanks for bringing us all this great information.
Hey, and thanks for letting me launch the book on the air.
Oh yeah,
a while ago
we did that, and I'm always glad to keep telling people about it because it's outstanding. Folks, check it out wherever books are sold. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
You got it.
Joel Labava, ladies and gentlemen, he is the Franchise King. He'll be back another day. I myself will be back after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.